God favors and prospers those we bless. So what would happen if you blessed your children in the name of the Lord? In ancient Israel, people greeted one another by blessing each other in the name of the Lord. Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they answered him, "The Lord bless you." Ruth 2:4. A more formal, more intentional blessing is found in the Psalms. "The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord." Psalm 129, verse 8. Whenever you see the phrase "the Lord" in the Bible in small capital letters, it's a substitute for the name of God, Yahweh. The name of Yahweh is found everywhere in the Old Testament, but when reading the scriptures aloud, the Jews in the New Testament times considered God's name so sacred that they didn't pronounce it. Instead, they substituted the words "the Lord." So when translating the scripture into English, the translator simply wrote "the Lord." Besides the above blessings, a beautiful benediction is found in the law of Moses. The Lord told Moses to instruct Aaron and his sons this way. This is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." Numbers 6, verses 22 to 26. God added, "So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." Verse 27. Let's take a look and consider how, as a parent, you can richly bless your children. This is how you are to bless the Israelites. You want to know how to truly bless your kids? This is how to do it. Often, people repeat the blessing quickly, basking in its transcendent beauty, but not meditating on the words or fully comprehending their meaning. So say it with meaning. The phrase, "the Lord bless you and keep you," means you are asking God to act in abundant goodness toward your children and supply all of their needs, spiritual and physical. You are praying that he will guard them from evil, accidents, and disease. Of course, as a parent, you desire all of these things for them. In praying, "the Lord turn his face towards you," and "the Lord make his face shine on you," what you're praying for is for him to be intimately involved in their lives, to turn and gaze with love and favor upon them, and to hear and answer their prayers. The imagery here is very beautiful, and God really does do those things when you bless your children. Finally, when you say, "the Lord be gracious to you and give you peace," you're asking God to look upon your kids with grace and forgiveness, which brings peace. You're also praying for them to be aware of God's love and power, because Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Isaiah also promises regarding your children that great will be their peace, Isaiah 54:13. And God made a promise concerning this benediction, "So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." So be careful, you are not praying such blessings upon evildoers. To pray, "the Lord bless you," is to invoke the name Yahweh upon someone, and his name only truly marks those who are his saved children. When speaking of heaven, John wrote, "His servants shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads." Revelation 22, verse 3 and 4. In heaven, your children will enjoy the fullness of God's presence and blessing eternally, but God wants them to enjoy a good measure of it now. Lord, I thank you from the bottom of my heart that you truly and richly bless me and my family. Thank you that you indeed turn toward me and my children and make your radiant, glorious face shine upon us. And truly, when I invoke the power of your name, Yahweh, upon my children, you bless them. So I ask you now to bless my children and grandchildren mightily. In Jesus' name, amen.